Hello everyone, I'm Nigel. Today, we're learning the final song from our Anglo-Saxon story. Beowulf has killed Grendel, and everyone is celebrating. But the story's not over yet, and there's trouble ahead. Listen to the first part of the song.
Joyful celebrations ring out through the cold night air. Grendel the monster is dead and gone. But something still lurks out there.
Oh dear, I wonder what can be lurking out there this time. The first part of the song is slow and solemn. Sing it now. Ready? And...
Joyful celebrations ring out through the cold night air. Grendel the monster is dead and gone. But something still lurks out there.
Perhaps you already know what's lurking outside in the darkness. Listen to the first verse and you'll find out more. And as you listen, see if you can hear whether the music is faster now or slower.
That night in the swamp, a monster was prowling, another great troll, fearsome and tall, full of revenge for the loss of her son. Grendel's mother approached the hall.
Yes, that's who's lurking out in the swamp, Grendel's mother, and she isn't happy. The music here has changed speed. The special musical name for the speed of music is tempo. The tempo of the music here in verse 1 is now faster. And this new fast tempo makes the song more exciting. So now let's sing verse 1 with the music. Ready? And...
That night in the swamp, a monster was drowning. Another great troll, fierce and mature, full of revenge for the loss of her son.
Well done! Now, let's hear what Grendel's mother has to say. She's furious about Grendel's death and is looking for revenge.
Who killed my son? Who killed my son? I will thrash him and beat him and crush him, defeat him. Who killed my son?
In the first two lines of the chorus, you sing high notes with lots of energy, like this.
Who killed my son? Who killed my son?
Try that now with me, and remember to reach up for those high notes. Ready? And...
Who killed my son? Who killed my son?
Well done! Let's sing the whole of the chorus together now. Ready? And...
Who killed my son? My son, I will thrash him and beat him and crush him and beat him. Who killed my son?
Well done. Now let's go on to verse 2 to find out what happens next. As you listen, see if you can hear any note patterns that have the same rhythm as each other.
With a great roar, she entered the hall, grabbed at a soldier asleep in her path. Beowulf awoke to see her departing, followed her back to her home in the marsh.
Did you hear any note patterns that were the same? Listen to this.
With a great roar.
You copy. And
with a great roar.
And now this.
Beowulf awoke.
You copy. And
Beowulf awoke.
Those note patterns have the same rhythm. In songs, there are often musical patterns which are repeated like that. Let's sing all of verse 2 now, then go on to sing the chorus. Ready? And...
With a great roar, she entered the hall, grabbed at a soldier asleep in her path. Beowulf awoke to see her departing, followed her back to her home in the marsh. Who killed my son? Who killed my son? I will thrash him and beat him and crush him, defeat him. Who killed my son?
Well done! Now, let's find out what happens next. when Beowulf follows Grendel's mother. Just listen to begin with.
Beowulf put on his helmet and armour, took a deep breath, knew he had to be brave, jumped into the bog of murky green water, fearlessly swam till he came to a cave.
Perhaps you noticed that there aren't many gaps between the words now, as things get more and more exciting. Listen to lines 2 and 3 of this verse.
Took a deep breath, knew he had to be brave, jumped into the bog of murky green water.
Did you hear how line 3 runs straight on from line 2? Now let's sing the whole of this verse. Ready? And...
Beowulf put on his helmet and armour, took a deep breath, knew he had to be brave, jumped into the bog of murky green water, fearlessly swam till he came to a cave.
And then it's the chorus again, but we won't sing that now. Instead, let's go on to verse 4.
Out of the shadows rushed Grendel's mother, blazing with fury she let out a cry. Beowulf discovered his own sword was powerless, summoned his strength and cast it aside.
Wow! Grendel's mother is so angry she's blazing with fury! Let's sing the whole verse now and then go on to sing the chorus. Sing out the chorus to show your fury, but remember not to shout. Ready, and...
Out of the shadows from Frost Grendel's mother, blazing with fury she let out a cry. Beowulf discovered his own sword was powerless, summoned his strength and cast it aside. You killed my son, you killed my son. I will crush you and beat you and crush you and defeat you. You killed my son.
Well done. Now listen to verse 5. The speed, or tempo, of the song changes in this verse. Let's find out what happens next.
Beowulf looked round, desperately searching, knew in a moment that he would be dead, grabbed the troll's sword, swung it round blindly, lifted it high, and cut off her head.
Finally, Beowulf is victorious. Listen again to the end of the verse. Can you hear what happens to the dynamics? That's the special word for whether the music is loud or quiet.
You killed my son. You killed my son.
The dynamics are quiet. Let's sing the whole of the verse together now. Ready, and...
Beowulf looked round, desperately searching, knew in a moment that he would be dead. Grabbed the troll's sword, swung it round blindly, lifted it high, and cut off her head. You killed my son. You killed my son.
Well done! We've almost reached the end of the song. There's just one short section left. I wonder if you can remember where you heard this tune before.
Joyful celebrations ring out through the cold night air. And now nothing lurks out on the marsh anymore.
That's right. We heard this music at the very beginning of the song, and the ending is the same, quiet and slow. Sing the last section now. Ready, and...
Joyful celebrations ring out through the cold night air, and now nothing lurks out in the marsh anymore.
Well done! We've reached the end of the song, and now you're ready to sing it all the way through. Until next time, bye!